someone gets shot, the place where the bullet goes in is called a...
You're out of my category. I'm not acquainted with gunshot wounds.
Yeah, that's it. Wound. Sometimes an animal will get a cut or something and it won't heal properly. There'll be red, angry matter around it that has to be removed. What would you call that?
That's dead flesh.
Hmm?
Dead skin.
Is that ever called proud flesh?
Yes, I've heard that.
That works on the horses, which is the only term that you will find proud flesh is on a horse.
Oh. In an animal?
Dogs don't have it.
No.
Cows don't have it.
I don't know anything about cows.
Just horses. Just horses and people.
And people, yes. I have heard it used in that way for people. But, proud flesh.
The reason the dog won't have it, they keep it licked.
Uh-huh.
And that does it.
Mm-hmm.
They see that proud flesh is where it heals on the outside and not on the inside. And then it will, you know, all that kind of a battery.
Well, up in the middle.
Bust back out.
Uh-huh. I think men tell me they put lime on their horses. Mm-hmm. When
they put lime. Ooh. And epoxide.
Oh, I bet that's kinder than lime.
The epoxide seed.
Bubble it out.
Yes.
Well, now you have children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't ever have a fit because the dog will lick a sore on one of your children, a mosquito bite or anything. It'll heal quicker than if you were doctoring it.
Hmm. Well, I don't know what goes on, but I think he licks those kids.
He eats with them
kids,
too.
Yeah, just about, or they eat with him.
I've raised two boys with dogs.
Well, I'm pleased to have this little fella. He keeps the varmints out of our backyard.
Varmints? There's that word, too. Varmints. Critters.
I came home from fishing one night with a friend. Went to the screen. We had one of those lattice screens. There was a snake all twined up in the thing,
okay,
trying to catch bugs that were swarming around the porch light. Those things don't get in the backyard without being announced. I shot one back there last summer that he let us know about. Oh, what expressions would you use if someone died? You say he...
Well, I just say they passed away. They died.
And if you want to find out why, what would you ask? If he's had a disease of some sort.
Well, I just ask... I just say his death was caused by what?
Mm-hmm.
I had never run into that expression, passed. Now I use the expression passed away,
mm-hmm,
but just for them to pass,
sounds like
period.
A card game, doesn't it?
I just ran after I went to work in the county treasurer's office, and this colored woman came in there to pay somebody's taxes, and she said they've done passed, and I just come in and she said, passed what? Because I had never heard that. They've passed. And I caught myself in time because I just come in and she said, passed what? Thought I'd missed something.
Anything else you might say? Would you say, can you tell me what he
died of?
Mm-hmm. Some people say died from, and others say died with.